This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, this is a commentary that probably wouldn't be necessary in the past, but these are unusual times. To put it simply, climate activists have decided that the best way to make their case is to deface the great masterpieces of Western art. Splattering tomato soup or gluing their hands to great paintings does not seem to me to be a very effective way to advance your climate agenda. Irresponsible and even childish are some words to describe this new low in social protest. Some commentators argue that this is a textbook example of narcissism designed to draw attention to the activists as much as it is supposed to draw attention to what they believe is a climate Armageddon. By the way, similar tactics have been used in other venues. For example, a climate activist group had its members glue themselves to the floor of the visitor center at the Volkswagen factory in Germany. Other activists have thrown food and paint and even had temper tantrums like little children. No word as to whether or not they threw their milk bottle on the floor in a fit of rage. But at least I can understand why activists would want to protest at a car manufacturing plant. But you know, defacing the great masterpieces of Western art make no sense. Let me state the obvious. Great art doesn't hurt anyone and has nothing to do with the climate. Now, the protesters, however, ask, what is worth more, art or life? That is a childish, false choice. Another protester declared, science says we won't be able to feed our families by 2050. This painting will be worth nothing if we have to fight over food. So, you know, paranoia and fanaticism are the results of climate activists filling young minds with fear. And that's why these protesters believe the end of the world is around the corner. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.